Minnesota News Network, good morning. I'm Bick Smith. As Governor Mark Dayton mulls whether or not there will be a special session for lawmakers to work out an agreement on transportation and bonding, a key point of contention remains transit. The governor says political games are being played with the proposed Southwest Light Rail.
The broader picture, which is the one I would expect legislators to take, since they represent the best interests of the entire state, is that a good metropolitan transit system is essential to a healthy metropolitan economy and therefore healthy to the Minnesota economy.
But House Republican Speaker Kurt Dowd says when Democrats try to include a Southwest Light Rail provision in a bonding package at the end of the session, it costs Minnesotans $700 million in road and bridge projects. A new law signed by the governor will have Minnesota joining the majority of states using a presidential primary rather than a presidential caucus. State GOP Party Chairman Keith Downey says it should be a big improvement.
Before, we had to effectively run an entire statewide primary election in 1 hour on one night in 4,000 caucus rooms across the state. So you just can't jam that many people through one place in 1 hour when participation is high. So we think it'll increase participation.
State DFL Party Chair Ken Martin also pushed for the switch to a presidential primary. The change is set to go into effect in 2020. Minnesota's largest air carrier is reportedly hiring 40 workers to help speed the process for flyers at Minneapolis-St. Paul International. Delta Airlines says the employees will supplement TSA staffing in response to customer complaints over long waits at the Lindbergh Terminal No. 1. And the hottest ticket anywhere was in Minneapolis last night, but storms caused an evacuation that delayed Beyoncé's show at TCF Bank Stadium. But after an hour-plus delay, a full house filed back in, and the show went on. Fire lines are holding in the fight against Minnesota's largest wildfire, the Foss Lake Fire near Ely. The U.S. Forest Service reports 45% containment as of Monday. Thunderstorms are possible in that area today. 277 personnel remain on the scene of that 1,000-acre fire. A pounding of rain last night led to a ponding of water in areas of southwestern Minnesota. Forecasters say water will be slow to drain this morning from roads around Nobles and Jackson counties. And the Minnesota Twins took a pounding last night. They lost to the Royals 10-4. That makes 7 of their last 8, and that can wear on you. Starting pitcher, Ricky Nolasco.
You know, we come in here every day, though, and work. There's no excuses. Just because the record shows that we don't have a good record, we're not going to, you know, just quit and give up and stop working. So that's all we can ask for from each other as teammates.
Nolasco allowed 6 runs in less than 3 frames. He is 1-3 this season. Game 2 of that 3-game series is tonight at Target Field. This is MNN.